From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump is to announce Tuesday whether he'll pull the U.S. out of the international nuclear deal with Iran and reimpose sanctions. The president has repeatedly referred to the 2015 deal as deeply flawed, citing the scope of inspections, Iran's missile program, and the agreement's 10-year sunset clause. British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson was in Washington Monday urging U.S. officials to stay in the deal, while acknowledging Mr. Trump has given the world community a legitimate challenge to stop, in his words, a lot of bad Iranian behavior.
To try to stop Iran getting missiles, stop them interfering in neighboring countries, and also to fix the core problem of the deal, which is that it expires in 2025, and then there's no way of stopping the Iranians going very rapidly to get a nuclear weapon.
Johnson warned of what he called grave downsides if the U.S. pulls out.
Yes, on balance, there have got to be considerable risks at the moment that the United States will walk away, that there could be a collapse of the deal.
Iran has ruled out renegotiating the accord, but President Hassan Rouhani Monday suggested Tehran could stay in the deal with the remaining signatories. Meanwhile, Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesman Bahram Ghassemi said quitting the deal is not an easy task, and Iran's reaction will be, in his words, unimaginable one for America. He said the U.S. will regret it. In Somalia, it was learned Monday at least 9 Kenyan soldiers were killed Sunday when their convoy detonated an improvised explosive device in the road in Jubaland. The militant group al-Shabaab claimed responsibility. Kenyan President Kenyatta said he was appalled and saddened to learn of what he called this cowardly attack. This is VOA News. Lebanon's Iran-backed Hezbollah and its allies claimed victory Monday after Sunday's parliamentary election, capturing over half the 128 seats. Sunni Prime Minister Saad Hariri lost seats, although he is expected to call for a new coalition government.
I think the results are in favor of Lebanon, of a free Lebanon, of a free democracy in Lebanon.
But University of New South Wales senior lecturer Anthony Billingsley does not necessarily see this as a victory for Iran.
Don't forget that Hezbollah, it's a coalition that has been elected, which involves Christian groups as well as even some Sunni groups supporting Hezbollah.
Hezbollah was formed in the 1980s to confront Israel and currently fights alongside Syria's President Assad. It's listed as a terror group by the U.S. Saudi-led coalition airstrikes Monday bombed Yemen's presidential palace in the rebel-held capital Sana'a, killing at least 6 and wounding dozens. The attack targeted Houthi rebel leaders. Adjoining buildings to the presidential office were also damaged. Last month, the coalition killed a top Houthi leader in the Red Sea port city of Hodeida. An American Protestant minister accused of being linked to terrorists remains in a Turkish prison after a second court appearance Monday in a case causing strains in U.S.-Turkish ties. Andrew Brunson, who has pastored a Turkish Christian church for decades, is accused of espionage as well and faces up to 35 years in prison. He is denied all the charges. The American Center for Law and Justice is representing the Brunson family. Cece Heil is executive senior counsel and says she does not expect a fair trial.
And we have seen that this innocent pastor has been held in prison for over a year and a half. And now we've seen it with the 2 days of the court hearings of the trial, on April 16th and now today.
Heil said Brunson is a pawn in Turkey's quest to have U.S.-based exiled Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen extradited to face charges of orchestrating the 2016 failed coup. Italian President Sergio Mattarella Monday proposed forming a neutral government after inconclusive talks on forming a ruling coalition. If the country's political parties are unable to agree, Mr. Mattarella said the only recourse will be new elections in July. The Nationalist League and the anti-establishment Five Star Movement emerged with the most votes in March elections, but not enough for an absolute majority. In South Sudan, Vice President Taban Dengai Monday formally folded his opposition movement under the wing of the ruling Sudan People's Liberation Movement of President Salva Kiir. Deng was formally allied with rebel leader Riek Machar, but the two split following fighting in the capital 2 years ago. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari is heading to Britain to see his doctor. He plans to return to Nigeria Saturday. 75-year-old Buhari, who intends to seek a second term, stopped in London last week after meeting President Donald Trump in Washington. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA. Voice.